This interview is with Mrs. M.I. Hollins, Muriel Hollins, that is, the wife of Franklin Hollins, who served as administrator in various places in Moorhead. This interview was held at Moorhead State University's recording studio on March 12, 1984. The interviewer is Dorothy Johnson, representing the Heritage Education Commission. Now, Muriel, I have a number of questions to ask you from the standpoint of personal background. First of all, do I have your name right? What is your name?
Muriel. Muriel. It was Muriel Hoglum Hollins.
Okay. And your address, present address is?
105 North 3rd Street, Condo 509. Moorhead.
Mm-hmm. And what is your age, Mrs. Hollins?
76.
And your birthplace?
Moorhead, Minnesota.
Oh, you've lived here all your life. Your parents' names?
My father's name was Andrew O. Hoglum, and my mother's name was Sophia Christina Ebeltoft.
And your nationality?
Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. And what was your parents' place of birth? Was it in this country? Or?
Yes, my father was born southeast of Hawley, Minnesota, and my mother was born in Lake Park, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Well, when and why did you come to Moorhead?
I was born in Moorhead.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what education do you have, Maria?
I graduated from Moorhead High School in 1926, mm-hmm. and my father gave me the chance of attending college or taking a position. He was county auditor at the time.
And you took?
I took the position instead of going on to college.
And what was that position then?
Clerk. In the county auditor's office.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, when were you involved then in local government or politics for how long?
Well, I was deputized when I was 21 years old to become deputy county auditor. And I was deputy with under my father until he passed away in April 24th, 1931. Mm-hmm. Then there was a new auditor that the county board appointed. He was J.C. Atkinson from Barnesville, Minnesota. And I was deputy under him until I was married, August 15th, 1934.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, are you currently involved in any government or political
No,
position?
I'm not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your husband then, or what, maybe I should ask you first, what motivated you to become involved in government and politics?
Locally? Mm-hmm. Well, when my husband and I were married, a year after we were married, he was approached by two businessmen to run for alderman of the city of Moorhead. Mm-hmm. And that started the...
And then you were no longer the auditor, deputy
no.
auditor?
No.
Mm-hmm. But from then on, after you were married, then it was your husband who was especially
That's
involved.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who were the role models here? Now, you said you had worked with your father. Well, what about your husband? Did he have anybody in his background who had been?
Yes, his grandfather, George Hollins, who lived in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, was Register of Deeds for years, mm-hmm. and also had been on the council locally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what he about your husband's occupation? What did he do?
Well, he graduated from NDSU in 1928, and then he was worked with a Chautauqua company for about 4 months. After that, he was salesman for Bill Walwerk, the Walwerk company that handled Fords.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And he was with them for 1 year. And he was, at the age of 24, he purchased half interest in the Moorhead Cleaners.
And he became a businessman then.
He became a businessman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then got in, because he was a businessman, then finally became involved in politics.
Politics,
yes.
That's
How
right.
old did you say he was?
He was 24 when he purchased half interest.
And then he was 30 when he became...
When he was approached to run for alderman.
For alderman.
The first time.
Oh. Were you or he involved in making any lasting changes in the community? No, he was alderman. What else was he, Mrs. Hollins, then?
Well, he was mayor for in 1950 and 51. He was alderman for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on the Public Service Commission for 14 years.
Mm-hmm. And was he active in the community aside from
that? Besides that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like in the Chamber of Commerce or anything like that?
Oh, yes. He was a former president of the Moorhead Chamber of Commerce and the Moorhead Rotary Club the same year. Mm-hmm. He was president of the Moorhead Country Club in 1938, president of the Moorhead Auto Club in 1941. He was potentate of the El Zago Shrine in Fargo in 1949, president of the Moorhead Rod and Gun Club. He was Rotary Club song leader for more than 25 years. He belonged to the El Zago Chanters.
He was musical then as well as...
Yes, mm-hmm. And he was chairman of the Chamber of Commerce Committee appointed in 1955 to secure the new Moorhead Post Office, which project was successful in 1961.
Uh-huh.
And in 1952, he sought the federal charter for a new savings and loan association, and he served as president of the association when it opened in 1954. He continued as director of the Moorhead Federal Savings and Loan Association until his death, March 25th, 1977. In 1960, he was named Clay County Man of the Year.
Oh, it seems as if he did a lot for the community, for not just in government and politics, and yet certain things that were associated, one
That's
would
right.
say, with government and politics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so that, you would say that he certainly was involved in making some changes in the community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased, in March 13th, 1934. This was before we were married. He purchased the other half interest in the Moorhead Cleaners from R.H. Course, who lived in Moorhead at the time. Mm-hmm. And the way he was able to purchase the property, he had received all the money that he could possibly raise with the banks and was $500 short. And I was going with him at the time, and I loaned him the $500. I told him to go ahead and buy the business, which turned out to be very, very lucrative.
Mm-hmm. And so that actually you were involved at least behind him, one might say, through all of this, although you had dropped out of any permanent position yourself, one
That's
would
right.
say. What do you think was the power structure in the government at this during those years?
It's about the same as it is now. It's a mayor and alderman and public service commission.
So it would be similar.
Yes.
What kind of coverage did he get from the media, like press or radio or whatever?
Well, I think he was in the limelight more than any other man in the city of Moorhead. He was in the papers and constantly. And, of course, he was asked, he was able to converse. He was a friendly person. And his schooling at NDSU, I think, helped him a lot.
Oh, that's good. What community changes have you seen during these years that you have been here?
Well, he was, he worked with the superintendent of water and light, Joe Young, to put in the $4 million power plant. He also worked with them in putting the water treatment center. I think that I have given the others the Moorhead Post Office and that previously.
And that these are lasting things, of course, that you have mentioned and
yes.
that are still active today, I guess one would say. How did the nature of the community involvement change over the years, or do you think it stayed about the same? Now, you said he was a friendly person.
I think it stayed about the same, yeah.
And you mentioned many leadership roles in the community during his involvement in government and politics. What about you, Mrs. Hollins, during that time? Did you assume any roles in the community? If not political, were you active in organizations or church or whatever?
Oh, yes. I was active in the First Congregational Church at the time. And I belonged to several clubs, the music club and Eastern Star, which we both belong to. And I tried to encourage him in his achievements.
Good. What about your family during this time? Was there support or discouragement? You had some children then?
I had a boy and a girl. Franklin Edward Hollins is now owner of the Hollins Dry Cleaners. My husband retired in January of 1969, and they have taken over the business. And my daughter, Darlise, is now Mrs. Merrill Johnson, and he is with 3M. He's one of the executives with 3M.
Not in this, not in Fargo Moorhead.
In St. Paul.
Oh,
It's his headquarters.
Well, is either one of these two children active in government or politics? Have they followed in their father's footsteps?
Neither one.
Neither one?
No.
How did you deal with the stress that often goes with public or political office?
I didn't seem to mind. I was a homebody. And he was gone many evenings until many meetings and dinners and so forth. And that didn't seem to bother me at all. I enjoyed my home.
What about the children then during this time? They didn't want to get involved like their father had been?
No, they didn't seem to. They were interested in their own line of work. My son was, when he graduated from college in 59, he had worked as an engineer with General Mills in Minneapolis for 5 years. And then it's when we put our business up for sale and he wanted it.
Good enough. So, uh-huh. And what about the daughter then? She was never involved. Did she go to college also?
She was a graduate of in 57 mm-hmm. from NDSU in home economics. And when she graduated from college, she worked in the office of the home ec department in at the University of Minnesota until she had her first family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you, maybe I should ask you this first in connection with your children. Would you think that you'd like to have had your children involved in politics or your grandchildren now? You say you have grandchildren. Would you want them involved in government and politics?
Well, it doesn't seem like any of them are interested in politics, not even the grandchildren.
Oh.
Well, so far, some of them are too young.
But you have a grandson, I know, here in Moorhead in high school. Is he interested in...
No, he's more interested in music and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Everyone loves a winner. Did your husband ever lose an election and standing in the community and so on?
Oh, yes. He lost an election the first time he ran for mayor. Alex Nemzik. The two of them were running for the office, and Alex Nemzik beat him by, I think it was 371 votes. Well, then they asked my husband to run again, so he did. And he won by the smallest margin, I guess, of any election in the city. I don't remember the exact. No, it was in the 30s, I think.
Mm-hmm. But at least that he ran again, he was pleased to do that, and you were ready to have him do it again. It had no bad effect upon you.
No, but he was taken ill, seriously ill, while he was mayor. And I didn't feel that he should run again. He had cirrhosis of the liver, and... We didn't know from one day to the next if he was going to pull through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in that connection, if you had your years and when you were involved and your family involved in government and politics to live over, would you do things differently?
I don't believe so. We enjoyed each other and enjoyed our type of living.
Good. What do you feel is your greatest contribution towards making Moorhead a better place? Yours or your husband's? Or?
Well, I just... he was in so many things that are still going right now, like the art building, when they built the new post office. He was instrumental in getting the old post office for the city. And that's how the building is used now for art.
Art. Oh, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. And so that would certainly be a good contribution in Moorhead. And then you said the power plant?
Mm-hmm. And he was instrumental in purchasing the... FM Hotel, which is now the Moorhead Federal Savings and Loan. He was in on that. He was director of the Savings and Loan until he died.
One wonders how a person ever keeps going with all the multitude of activities in which he was involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly interesting to hear all of these activities in which he was involved. My, do you think of anything else that I think that we've pretty well covered the various things?
Well, in regard to the cleaning, his line of work.
Yes.
When he purchased the first half of the dry cleaning establishment, there were three people, workers, including the manager. He drove the, did the delivering. And by 1934, when Ralph purchased the business, between 1934 and 39, he had 10 employees besides himself and myself. Mm-hmm. I did work down at the place of business for the last 9 years that we had it. I was office manager and took care of the accounts, paid all the bills, and answered the phone and met people, customers that came in. And I enjoyed that very much.
Good. So you were active in the business angle of your family.
That's
even
right.
Though you were, you yourself were not active in politics as
no,
he was.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Hollins. If you have anything more to say?
I don't believe so.
All right.
If they want further information, I would suggest they talk with my son and daughter-in-law, Judith mm-hmm. Ann.
Yes.
They've had it now for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
since January 1st of 69. And they've done a lot of improvements to the building and the business.
Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.